This is All Things Considered. I'm Mark Herz. The Wright brothers' solution to the problem of flight was miraculous. Long Island author Lawrence Goldstone has a new book out on them. It's called Birdmen, The Wright Brothers, Glenn Curtis, and the Battle to Control the Skies. That battle was fought in the skies and in patent lawsuits against their competitor Curtis as the Wrights sought a complete monopoly over flight. I talked to Lawrence Goldstone about the Wrights' triumphs and their hubris.
It's like they couldn't get out of their own way sometimes. You know, you show us that they were tone deaf in their business dealings, like what happened with the lawsuits, and they kept dangling the prospect of having like three different countries' armies buying up their planes, that they had this great technology, and then they wouldn't demonstrate it to anybody.
Yes, they demanded people buy their product without a demonstration. They finally, as a concession, agreed to show photographs. See, but the thing with the Wrights, they are absolutely fascinating
yeah.
people. And one of the things that I discovered early on is that when people write about them, they either deify them or demonize them. They are either these great American inventors, American icons, who represent the very best in American know-how and gumption, or they were these greedy profiteers who simply wanted to make money. And in fact, they were somewhere in between, particularly Wilbur,
right.
who was one of the most fascinating characters that I have ever encountered, and I've been writing history for a long time. He was driven to monopoly not because of the monetary aspect of it, but because he considered it a moral calling. He thought that having invented it, the world should come to their doorstep and do more or less anything that the Wrights wanted in terms of licensing and paying fees. And so much so that after wing warping, which was their means of controlling an airplane, and realizing that a propeller was actually just a wing that moved vertically, there is no other innovation that Wilbur Wright had come to that we still use in aviation today. And it is an enormous tragedy.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how quickly you see in your book, we go from that Kitty Hawk flight in 1903, and I mean in a decade, the technology just explodes.
It was remarkable, yeah.
And the Wrights get totally left behind.
Well, they were focused on the wrong thing. You know, the parallels, one of the reasons I pick a topic to write about is that it's, while it's history and fascinating in its own right, it also has parallels. And I immediately, as soon as I started reading about this, the whole technological revolution that we're in the midst of now just leapt off the pages at me,
mm-hmm.
where an innovator, some of our largest and most successful companies, create a product and then try to maintain that product, not only to maintain it without changing it themselves, but to maintain it and squeeze anyone else out who's coming up with something superior. And from there, the patent suits that we have today are not altogether different than the patent suits that the Wrights and Curtis engaged in. So you see this, and once you take a step back and you deal with Wilbur Wright as a fully fleshed out human being, it is both fascinating and the parallels become just astounding to our current day.
That was author Lawrence Goldstone. We were talking about his new book, Birdmen, The Wright Brothers, Glenn Curtis, and The Battle to Control the Skies. This is All Things Considered.